Well, at the meetings on the 24th and the 27th either.
Okay, so do you need anybody on November 27th then, or you're?
Yes.
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 Yes, so there are four dates for when she needs us, right?
The ones that are highlighted.
October 16, October 24, November 27, and December 5.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, that's right, and yes, and we'll go on December 21st because I won't be there when you say we're gonna grant you all a 10-year charter.
That's right.
The first ever.
We hope.
That's a sign of how difficult this is likely to be, which is not very difficult.
I hope not.
They asked us to apply for a 10-year charter, which they've never done for any school, that we know of anyway. So that's a great vote of confidence from the charter school office to us. And they've even asked you to do that. And I'm sure some of us read most or some of the charter school or the renewal that you sent out to us. Pretty hard to find any problems in there. You acknowledge our one issue, which is we're not as good in math as we want to be. So I was very impressed with your responses, your analysis, and whoever drafted all that stuff.
So now I'd like to get to the charter renewal proper in terms of the paperwork that was sent out to you. You were asked, and I know you haven't had days to read it. One of the reasons in not getting it out to you sooner has to do with the fact that we have been waiting for some kinds of responses, and just from a task-driven situation, we wanted to make sure we had as good of information in there as possible. So substantively, what I'm saying to you is what you have read is substantively what is going to go in. The only kinds of things that might be changed would be typographical errors or those kinds of errors, or those kinds of things. We do have a set of appendices that must accompany this. You can read what those appendices need to be. But I did not send each of those out to you because most of it is simply documentation that they see the documentation. But I would ask, because the charter will take the board president's signature, I would ask, because this is the charter for the Sussex Academy, you head the Sussex Academy, and so you certainly must be in agreement with what this charter says. So if you want to make comments, if you want to make changes, I'm asking you now.
Five-year budget has also been developed, and I was able to do it after getting the local amounts last Friday. But their template has some issues that I've tried to resolve on my own. I sent it to their office on Monday asking if that was acceptable, because there's three pages. There's one for state and local, there's one for federal, and there's one for other. And the first issue was on the other sheet you couldn't do anything, so I couldn't put anything related to the aquatic revenues or anything related to interest payments that we get from the state of Delaware. So they fixed that, and now pages, they're not communicating with one another. Page one runs your year-end carryover, but we have a negative amount on page three. So it looks like we have more carryover because we're not bringing in enough for the pool related to the expenses to the pool. So I rewrote the formulas on page one to reflect that. I don't know if that's acceptable to them, or they want me to use like carryover from the previous year on page three. So I'm waiting for that answer back. It's not going to change the bottom line.
No, it's not.
Because I just took the numbers from the preliminary budget that we put together and divided them up between the three pages. So all the numbers match. And then for years two, we're year zero right now. For year one, two, three, four, it's not going to be different because we're going to have the same amount of students. So I just adjusted it from 760 to 776 students and kept it the same for 3 years, adding another teacher in year, next year. And so if I get feedback from them, because we're really getting late on this, but at the end of the week, whether I get information or not, I am going to send it out to Steve and the CBOC to look at. But that's done, that portion of it's done. And then after today, they'll have the, they have the information to do the financial framework. So what's happening is we send it to them, they replace parts with updated data,
right.
Send it back to us, we have a chance to then do some stuff to it. There's one area that we can't do anything to because it's blocked, and that's putting in our enrollment figures for the next 5 years.
Okay.
It's a picture, we can't
right.
type on a picture,
right.
So they've got to fix that and send it back to us. So but we
on
must...
On that account, let me just stop it. Are you going from 761, which is your census right now, to 776 over a five-year period?
Yep, over a one-year period. Next year will be 776.
And then every year it'll be 776?
That's our approved, unless we do a charter modification, that's our approved enrollment. We can go 5% above that, but that is our approved enrollment, unless we modify the charter.
What would that, is that just a sentence or two in the charter renewal?
It's a different application.
Oops.
Yeah. I think it would be considered a minor than what we would want to do, so it wouldn't be a huge one like we did last time, but it is a different process. Just like annual report is a different thing that's also due the 30th of this month. But
so 5%.
We could go to up to 800.
36 people, 37?
Yeah, we could go to close to 800. And we'd still be within the charter.
Are we comfortable having 120 kids in the middle school classes?
We want to, well, we've been doing
now that. Now we got 130.
We want to bring them down to even lower than 120.
I just wanted to, I didn't know where you were headed financially. I know you like to have more students, but the teachers like to have a size classroom that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to get back to where we were.
We've been stretching.
So
you'd really like to be back at 110?
Ideally, yeah. 110, 115
yeah.
would
yeah.
put the middle school back to where they were and give them the ability to do some of the things they've had to give up the past few years because of growing sizes.
I think we need to build in a reduction in the ninth grade the 2 or 3 years from now, or do you think most people will continue right on through?
I think it's going to depend. I think each class has their own personality, if that makes any sense. For example, the ninth grade class this year was very academic oriented, very high achieving. We retained a lot of those kids, but I taught them last year, and those kids were go-getters. They came in. They're talking about IV last year. They're ready. Where I don't know if that's going to be the same personality.
Well, and I have to believe that I think it's, the IV is. I know already it's scaring kids. It's yeah. scaring kids away.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there were kids who fully intended last year to go for the diploma who just heard how it was for the kids who did it last year who. Did not do it this year. So I feel like if IB was our big, not that it's our only selling point, please, mm-hmm. but I'm saying if that's what we've been talking a lot about, IB, IB, IB,
mm-hmm.
if you're sure, based on everything, that you're not going to go IB, I would think we might see a dip in the numbers as a result of that.
Well, as co-coordinator, the other co-coordinator, Jen Lender, and I are aware of that,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting when that snapshot was taken in the realm of when the stress of IB
totally.
Comes to Beacon Valley, and we already have a multi-step plan as to how to address that,
mm-hmm.
so that we're getting an accurate feedback from
I mean,
students.
What were we, when we started with the IB, what was our goal? For how? What was our progressive goal for diploma candidates from year one to year two to year three? What did we think we were going to have? How many kids did we think we would have?
I don't think we had a progressive goal. I mean, I don't think we did. I don't think the
I'm having some trouble.
Goal. I think.
So do we.
You know, a goal? Are you talking a goal?
I'm just saying, what did we expect at the outset? How many kids did we expect that we were going to have in the go for the full diploma?
I expected eventually, I'm talking numbers up there, that
50%?
Mm-hmm.
50%.
But now that we've lived it, I don't know that that's realistic.
I don't know if that's realistic either.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can tell you, we're registering our seniors right now, and 44 of the 58 seniors are taking at least one IB exam.
Wow.
Okay. So they're accessing the program,
right. So
getting some of those learning results.
So whether it's IB diploma,
right,
or it's accessing the IB courses, mm-hmm. because if those kids get a four or better on the IB test, they may, depending on in the school they're receiving institution, they may get credit for those classes. I don't know how many of our kids have, but that's
Debbie.
What the literature says.
So, in your opinion, in your expert opinion now as a college counselor, so you know the statistic or the evaluator of when you have AP courses available to you, you know, colleges look at how many AP courses are available, how many you take as a student, and they kind of score you based on that. Are kids here going to get a negative ding because they're not pursuing the diploma when we have the diploma available?
If they're applying to very highly selective colleges, yes.
But you're talking about the top, like, 5%.
I'm talking about schools that have an admission percentage probably of 25% or less.
So wait a minute.
Which is only, I know.
You say 25%. I'm looking at, Brown's 9%, so now I'm, you know.
Debbie, so wait a minute. So restate that. Her question is, are high-performing kids who are in the IB diploma program, is it the IB kids?
No, that's not the question.
Are the other kids going to get a negative ding? And I think your response is, if they're not in the IB diploma and they haven't signed up for the IB diploma or signed up for IB courses, yeah, they're going to get a negative ding. That's not a bad thing.
They ask me to rate a student, did they take the most demanding program we had, the next most demanding,
right.
The next most.
And it's not based on that student's potential. It's a flat
it's
out.
Compared to,
yes.
What's
compared
available.
To what's available.
I got it. You answer my question. So it would be the same with AP. IB is the same in terms of that evaluator.
Yep.
Okay.
But what the most selective colleges are looking for is the kid willing to try,
yes.
to take the course.
Right.
But those kids who are applying to those schools are our IB diploma kids.
Yeah,
yes.
I know it. I'm just wondering from a sort of, I'm not worried about those kids. I'm worried about the kids who, you know, who aren't doing that and what that what that does, you know.
And they,
well, they're
they
probably
were,
not
they
going to go to the most selective schools anyway, Jen. Do you think the next, or whatever. The
no,
next.
But how far down does that lead? I know, you know, that I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just wanted to confirm.
Is it confirmed?
Debbie gave me the answer that, yeah.
It's
that's,
just like AP.
Yep. I just wondered if it was viewed the same
the
way.
Kids that stretch are seen by the colleges as stretching. Even if they get a lesser grade,
yeah.
but they stretch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a better thing than not stretching
mm-hmm.
when they have a great SAT score, but they
that's
goof
right.
around.
Yes. That's right.
Well, I think that's just human nature.
I also hear a lot more validation from colleges about the rigor of IB. Like they're seeing more IB students coming into their universities and really appreciate the value of those courses.
And even probably versus AP, correct?
Oh, yes.
Much more rigorous.
Much more.
Yeah, I'm glad that that's the truth. Yeah, that's...
Every admission officer that Debbie talks to and others have talked to, whether it's your alma mater or whatever, they all say the same thing, that IB is really the best preparation for being ready to go to college
mm-hmm.
and succeed in college and not
mm-hmm.
take remedial courses.
Yeah.
You do that,
mm-hmm.
whether it's IB diploma or the next step down,
mm-hmm.
Is a real gold star for our kids. And it would be a shame if our kids say, I don't want to work that hard, so I'm not going to do it. It sounds like most of our kids in the 11th grade, now 12th grade,
mm-hmm.
are saying, I'm going to take some IB, And where it ends up, I don't know. When do they have to choose whether we go for the diploma or not?
Beginning of junior year.
Beginning of junior year? Oh, so they're already cast.
Yep.
Yes. They can back down from being diploma to just.
So they can go back, they can go south and they go north.
How many, Debbie, 16?
17.
17 out of?
98?
No, there's not 98, there's like 83.
Those kids are going to be real good friends by the end of next year.
We're also hearing a lot of success stories from our students who have gone to college and kind of reported back to us. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to gather some concrete data on that, but right now it's just all just love coming back to us about how well prepared they are, how easy college is.
That is good. And it's great.
Do you have any personal example of that? From your
side? 82. 82 juniors this year.
But not just my
son. So 17 out of 82.
Other students as well that I've talked to, or I've heard other teachers have talked to, and it's come back. And
20%.
I mean, to quote one parent, she said her daughter says the college is like a vacation after Sussex Academy. Jeez. And this is a student who had either 3 or 4 IB courses that she was taking.
And what college? What college? Where is
University of Delaware.
And your son is where?
Lafayette.
So that's a rigorous school. And he's very comfortable with fitting in.
Yeah, he placed out of Chem 1 with an SL course, which they're not supposed to be able to do, but content-wise, he had mastered that. So he placed into Chem 2.
No remedial courses for your son?
No.
Only in laundry.
That's great.
So, this renewal application has to be submitted on September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And we will not meet again before that. May I have a motion to approve the renewal application?
So moved.
I'm sorry.
Denise moves to approve the draft that we have of the renewal application.
Yeah.
Do we have to approve the financials?
Yeah.
Before we do that, we now have them in our little midst.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
The audit, thanks. I don't think so.
Do we have to approve the financials as part of this?
Here's the deal. This application must go in on September the 30th. The state of Delaware has not given us every bit of data. We have submitted the audit report.
Right.
We have been, as any other charter school who is submitting an application, we are probably ahead of where they are. This is the charter. My recommendation is that you probably approve it. If you do not wish to do that, then you need to come back and you need to convene a meeting with a quorum, and you need to approve it.
I think the question
the CBOC
is,
has reviewed
the audit first.
Yeah, the audit. I thought you were talking about the 5-year financials.
Just the audit.
No, just the
audit. The audit.
And you're comfortable with the financials?
I've read through a ton.
I've read through enough to be comfortable.
Okay. With the audit?
With the audit. With, all right. With this draft document, so the audit, which is no different than the final.
Okay.
So I think we can. I would be comfortable if we went ahead now that we've had it.
Sure.
Some people have looked at it, some people haven't. But
Andrea, I'm going to withdraw my motion at this time.
Are you going to restate it a different way?
Not at this point, no. You're going to take care of the audit right now.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
All right.
I make a motion to approve the draft financial audit for the year end of June
30, 2017. I second.
All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, any discussion? Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
Andrea, I would like to make a motion to accept the charter as noted, as written, as presented to the board.
And I'll second.
The charter renewal.
Hold on. Just a minute. Okay.
Chris.
Our new guy.
Nope.
It was Chris. Or Lance. Doesn't matter.
Speak the words. I second the motion.
He did.
He did.
Oh, I was going to say, Chris did.
Okay,
Chris,
I can hear you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Meeting.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Very good.
And is that the last thing on
no.
our agenda? Probably.
No.
Any?
I have two things I have to add.
Okay.
Franny is going to be on vacation from 9:29 to 10:13. Franny is the office manager who takes care of payroll. First, payroll. She is approved to do it. I am the backup, but I am only approved to do it if I have board approval to do so. I will need to do payroll while
Correct.
She is gone, so we need to have a vote giving me the power or something in writing that tells me that I can do payroll while she's gone.
Yeah, we did this last year.
All right, I made the motion. Like,
no, that was the payroll internal control policy we put
okay.
in place.
I make a motion that Alan Stafford be given the authority to run payroll in Franny's absence.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And then
payroll
there,
away.
There was one other thing that came up yesterday. Our insurance actually went down, except I'm waiting for final numbers because they had some really low numbers on the fields and the scoreboards and the bleachers and the nests. So Joe provided me updated numbers and I forwarded those to the agent. But there's an optional terrorism coverage. It's $1,385. That means if there's a terrorist act on or near the school property that prevents business from moving forward and it's declared a terrorist act by the state of Delaware, all of our other insurance policies will not kick in. So the CBOC is recommending that we purchase this optional coverage. So.
And what's that cost?
$1,385.
And the state determines?
If the state determines that a terrorist act has occurred and has...
And that potentially could be electronic?
We have coverage.
Cyber.
We do have cyber. We do have cyber coverage.
Okay, so that's separate.
Above beyond that.
That could be the airport. And then we're close enough.
Yeah, we're close enough by the airport. Because
so. Annual $1,300 annually.
No one cares about
could spend.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We have the airport right there.
What's what? And it's terrorism. Do they define terrorism?
The state determines that.
Make a motion.
Sorry,
I can't. Someone make a motion.
Yeah, make a motion.
I motion to approve the terrorism.
Oh, Lance.
I'll second it. All right, Lance.
Did you want to do it?
No.
Oh, okay. I motion to approve the $1,300 terrorist coverage for Sussex Academy liability insurance.
$1,385. Yeah.
$1,385. I second.
No. Joe! Lance gets it.
I second.
Lance gets it.
Joe withdraws the second.
You have to be quick around here.
Any discussion?
You got to be quick, exactly.
Any discussion, John? No?
Just do the vote.
No discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yes, I'm opposed.
Okay. Motion carries.
One no.
Check and check.
Okay, that's all I have.
Susie, I don't know where you are in the agenda. If you're close to the end.
Yes.
Lance prepared information on the LED replacement of all these lights and has information for the board members to take with us to review. Unless you guys have a few minutes to talk about it.
We have open house starting now. If he wants to. Some of us probably have to excuse it. We could, during the meeting, he could talk about it to those that can stay, or?
Is it
something I can email to everyone?
Yeah, I have some handouts that people can take with them.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then
how much time do you need?
Like
a minute and a half.
Okay,
okay.
Run,
ready?
Go.
Yeah. So real quick. So one of the things that is, I have my background in engineering and energy efficiency. I took a look at the campus and did a tour, and one of the low-lying fruit things here was taking a look at the lighting systems and converting the whole campus over to LED. So that was in the one of our goal statements, mm-hmm. You know, preparing some action plans to go about doing that. So I went ahead and investigated it and actually got some quotes to disperse the numbers around. For $126,000, we can retrofit the whole campus in LEDs. LED lights. So
it's the annual appeal, though. That's what the annual appeal money's going towards.
So with that being said, $126,000, mm-hmm. You replace everything to LEDs.
That's right.
It's an estimated annual savings of around $40,000.
Yeah.
So in
3 years.
Yeah. So in 3 years you've had it paid for?
Excuse me?
In 3 years you've had it paid for?
Yeah, about 3 years, 2 months, it's paid for, and then it's paying us $40,000
right.
A year.
For mm-hmm. like 10 years, right?
And the lifespan is about 20 years plus. So
that's amazing.
So some of the benefits here are lower energy bills,
mm-hmm.
20-year lifespan, less maintenance, decreased load on our staff from going around changing things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This includes our auditorium, this includes all of our outside stuff, everything, the whole campus.
Including the fields?
Fields are already LED, and
okay.
The pool is already LED,
okay.
So it doesn't include that.
Is there any kind of pool heat that's LED?
Lance is gonna work on that next.
It's
infrared lights for the pool.
It's better lighting, it's a 4,000 Kelvin light, so better task lighting. It shows that we're conscious about the environment from a school standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and that we're good stewards of our funding. Allows us to take advantage of current incentives that are out there. There's money out there that is built into that price. The price to do this is roughly about $280,000. And then the discounted cost that we were able to get through incentives and things that were available brought down to $126,000.
Can we do something with taxes? Because you can as a homeowner, but is
you
it?
You can't not as
we
a
don't pay
we're a nonprofit.
Wow,
so
that's true.
So anyway, I wanted to bring this information. Not only would
wow.
it bring a huge energy savings, but I have some information here in terms of what else this is equivalent to. So by us making this change is equivalent to planting 64,000 full-grown ponderosa pine trees. That's a lot. That's a
wow.
big difference. So this is some of like the marketing material that could be associated with this change as we do, that we're going to prevent more than 3 million pounds of CO2 emissions and taking 815 cars off the road for 25 years. So there's a big impact besides us just saving money. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
This, I mean, a 30% return on your investment,
mm-hmm.
where are you getting that these days?
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation, or our recommendation, was to use a campaign, or put capital campaign together to maybe raise
mm-hmm.
this money. But every month that we decide that we're setting aside $3,500, we're not saving. So I don't think this is something that we want to wait a year to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we had the ability to do it quickly, I think it would make more sense. The quicker we can implement it, the quicker we're going to be able to see the rewards of it in our budgets. So,
how intrusive is it to have it done?
It's not intrusive. They can do it during after hours.
Okay.
So it wouldn't. It could be done this year if we wanted it to.
Can we pay it in installments?
I'm sure we could negotiate with the contractor to.
Who does it?
It's an
electrician.
It's actually a local company. I did a lot of research on it, and come to find out the company is right here at Harbison. So,
nice.
And actually, the same company actually donated the lighting to the pool, I found out.
Does it involve changing light fixtures or just bulbs?
It's a combination of both. It's like in this setup, it would be bulbs, but in some of the other setups, it would be a complete fixture. Actually, I brought a fixture with me, but I don't think we'll have time to check it out. But they have motion detectors in them, so if someone,
right.
we can have them preset, so if the hallway
right.
is set at 80% and no one has walked by in 5 minutes,
it's
it goes to 20%.
So
right.
do we have them
so
in our new wing? Do we have LED
no.
in the new wing?
The only LED on campus right now is the sports fields, and the everything else is incandescent and fluorescent.
about some of the lighting in the parking lots, isn't that?
Some of the lighting in the parking lots is, and that's not included. Everything else would be switched over. So.
Great idea.
I have some handouts that you can take, but I think it's a.
Under the incentives that you mentioned that reduces the price from $280 to $126, when do they expire?
I think they get renewed annually, but there's no like guarantee. Like if we wait till the next year, it's gone. So there's no guarantee that it gets refunded. It is available now. Mm-hmm. So if we do act upon it, we'll be able to get that incentive.
So is this something we need a board vote on, or is this something we can do internally as a budget item?
Well, I think in terms of budget, we want to see until after September 30th what our final unit mm-hmm. count is, and how okay. that's going to be. I'm estimating some numbers now, and we should be getting more than originally estimated. It was originally put into the preliminary budget, but last year during unit count, we lost 5 or 6 kids.
Mm-hmm. Are these incentives based on calendar year, so they expire and have to be renewed December 31st?
Yes.
So if we wait till December 30th, will we have time to do it?
If we till December 30th?
I mean September 30th.
Oh, September
30th. Time to?
Probably.
Now, the other part of it is if it's a school expense, we're required to have 3 bids for anything over $5,000. We don't have to go with the lowest bidder, but we have to have justification for why we chose not to.
Right.
But we do have to have 3 bids.
3 bids. Joe?
My suggestion is that the foundation provide the capital cost and get repaid by some of the savings. So yeah. if you all agree that the foundation, I've got to go to the foundation board and get this approved. But if they approve it, we'll do the $126,000, so it's not a bid thing for the school. And then you repay the foundation over a couple of years. As you realize $40,000, you pay us
$10,000. Let's vote on that right now.
I second.
Just sweeten the pot, sir.
That's what I think we should do. I think we should vote on it. So Building Grounds Committee, you go ahead and execute as soon as they're ready to execute. And we'll be the payer.
So,
the foundation
will
pay.
Doesn't even need a motion, right? If the foundation's going to do it,
well, we need to make a motion that
we pay them back.
We're going to pay them back.
We're going to pay them back.
Lance,
I would say we should do
is what would it be?
Whatever the savings is, estimate it when you really get all the numbers. If it's $40,000, you pay us $20,000. You pay half. You get half. We get half. Until the capital is going to be paid, and then it's all for the school.
But technically, do we have a meeting Tuesday?
Yeah.
We can do it conditionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about the idea of the capital campaign being targeted for this and the money raised from that goes back
right.
to repay?
Right.
So if we target $130,000, we raise $130,000, you can essentially front us the money, but we can then pay you back immediately.
That'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll be able to realize the savings.
Foundation board.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting a better idea these things out to parents.
That's what I'm thinking. I think the parents need to see that.
Yeah.
This would be something that people could get behind and say, mm-hmm. wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plus, I could see a lot of the kids jumping on board with this and a lot of the science projects relating to it throughout the year.
Right.
Why did they do this? This is why.
I was just going to say, I'm like, I've got 2 daughters, Lance, so I'm going to send
them
science project.
I already have one daughter.
Just outside that door, they're sitting there doing their homework.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make your first motion, Lance.
I make a motion that with the foundation
and the school proceed with this.
Okay. I make a motion the foundation and the school proceed with this. LED retrofit project.
And I'm going to add to that, and that the school agreed to repay the foundation
somehow.
Over a course
somehow.
Of years,
however, the
based on our
says.
Savings and money mm-hmm. perhaps available through capital campaign.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Yep. Second motion.
Steve Berg seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We don't need any second motion.
Did it include the pending part?
Excuse me?
Did it include the pending part?
Pending, yeah.
Okay.
Any comments from the public?
Nice, Lance.
Yeah, I have one suggestion on your LED. I suggest you retrofit one room first
mm-hmm.
to make sure the lighting is adequate. there's a whole range of LED, and I don't know what they, I've done all my businesses, but the indoor LEDs, there's directionals, there's the Calvin factor, you want to make sure it's right for your rooms.
Is it, does it burn cooler?
Yeah, it burns cooler.
Yeah, so it wouldn't fight the air.
You want to make sure you get an equipment lumen output. That's where your issue can lie.
But when we go to the store to buy it, it says 70 watts equivalent of 16 watts.
It's not always
7.
Yeah, all of this is, it's all 4,000 Kelvin.
Yeah, but your lumen output, I'm just suggesting that maybe
that's a good idea, just test.
Yeah. Make sure that your teachers and your students are happy with it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to look different. It looks different.
Yeah, it looks much better. And the humming,
that's a good
that buzzing sound is not there.
Yeah. All right. No executive session today, right? I make a motion that we adjourn Sussex Academy board meeting on September 20th at 6:14 p.m.
Second.
Denise seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I will. Somebody need to be efficient. Yeah. That Lance, that's great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes.
Save on my first thing.
Can I make
curriculum
and this Miss Lee watched
the camp. What are you
doing at the camp?
I don't know. I didn't see him do it.
I'm wondering if we want to do something
with maybe Gina. Busy, man. That's a lot for prepping for a week.
I think it's lower now because I'm looking at the expenses.
I think we're going to put together a campaign. We should market it.
More like every 2 weeks now.
Helpful in that, whether it goes out periodically in newsletters, whether something goes out as a flyer, maybe working with Gina to do the relations on that with the parents.
Yeah. 245 asthma attacks. That's crazy. Look, you may help prevent 245.